Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a country that now boasts the highest number of Ramsar wetlands in South Asia, with a staggering 276% rise in just 12 years. This is the story of India's wetland triumph on World Wetlands Day. Why this made headlines is simple. On 2nd February 2026, the day that marks the signing of the Ramsar Convention, India added two fresh jewels to its Ramsar list, Patna Bird Sanctuary in Uttar Pradesh and the Charidhand Wetland Reserve in Gujarat. With these inclusions, the nation's tally swells to 98 sites, the most in the entire South Asian region. Now let us turn to the historical context. The Ramsar Convention on Wetlands, the oldest modern intergovernmental environmental treaty still alive, was signed on 2nd February 1971 in the Iranian lakeside city of Ramsar on the Caspian Sea coast. It entered into force 4 years later, in 1975, and its full name is the Convention on Wetlands of International Importance, especially as waterfowl habitat. Fast forward to 2026, the convention counts 172 contracting parties, almost every United Nations member state, and lists more than 2,520 Ramsar sites worldwide, protecting roughly 2.5 million square kilometers of wetlands. What makes Ramsar distinctive is that it does not wield a legally binding enforcement arm. Instead, it rests on the principle of wise use, meaning each party pledges to manage its wetlands sustainably, whether those wetlands are on the Ramsar list or not. The treaty supplies a framework, technical guidance, and international recognition, but it does not impose sanctions. With that background in place, let us look at the two new Indian sites. First, Patna Bird Sanctuary, located not in Bihar but in Etta district of Uttar Pradesh, near the town of Patna in the upper Gangetic Plain. This sanctuary revolves around a seasonal freshwater lake, locally called a jheel, fringed by marshland. In winter it becomes a haven for thousands of migratory waterbirds that journey from Central Asia, Siberia and the Himalayas. Among the avian guests are the high-flying barheaded goose, the elegant northern pintail, the dabbling shoveler, gadwal, common teal and the ubiquitous Eurasian coot. The sanctuary buzzes with bird watchers from October through March, the peak of the migratory season. It had first been declared a state wildlife sanctuary before being nominated for Ramsar status. Now, shifting west to Gujarat, we meet Charidhand Wetland Reserve in Kutch district. This is a seasonal saline marsh that forms part of the larger run of Kutch wetland complex. Its waters, when flooded, support massive flamingo congregations, both greater flamingo and lesser flamingo. The reserve also shelters the desert fox, a subspecies of the red fox adapted to the Tharan ecosystem, and provides critical feeding grounds for the Indian wild as the last large stronghold for this species on the planet. Seasonal inundation creates a feast for wading birds, making Charidhand a vital link in the migratory chain. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India became a Ramsar contracting party in 1982, and the pace of site additions has accelerated dramatically. Today, Tamil Nadu leads the nation with 20 Ramsar sites, followed by Uttar Pradesh with 10, and Jammu and Kashmir with 5. The total number of Indian sites has leapt from 6 to 98 over 4 decades, a growth that places India at the forefront of South Asian wetland conservation. Turning to the broader wetland picture in India, the country's wetlands stretch across approximately 15.9 million hectares, which is about 5% of its total land area. This expanse includes coastal mangroves, estuaries and lagoons, inland freshwater lakes, rivers, floodplains and marshes, and Hammamede reservoirs, tanks and ponds. Yet these vital ecosystems face a suite of threats. First, encroachment and conversion for agriculture and urban development have claimed 40% of natural wetlands in the last 30 years. Second, pollution from fertilizers, pesticides, industrial effluents and sewage leads to eutrophication, explosive algal blooms that sap oxygen and kill aquatic life. Third, invasive species such as water hyacinth choke freshwater bodies, blocking light and oxygen. Fourth, sand mining in riverbeds destroys habitats and reduces water retention. Finally, climate change is altering monsoon patterns, increasing evaporation and reducing Himalayan snowmelt, all of which destabilize wetland hydrology. In response, the Government of India issued the Wetlands Conservation and Management Rules in 2017 under the Environment Protection Act of 1986. These rules supersede the earlier 2010 regulations, obliging each state to set up a wetlands authority and to prepare a wetland health card for every designated wetland, thereby institutionalizing monitoring and management. Now, let us pause to consider World Wetlands Day itself. Observed annually on 2nd February, it commemorates the signing of the Ramsar Convention. The first such day was celebrated in 1997, marking the convention's 26th anniversary. The United Nations General Assembly later endorsed it as an international day through Resolution A-Res 75/317 on 30th August 2021, with the first official UN observance taking place on 2nd February 2022. The theme for 2026 is Wetlands and Traditional Knowledge, Celebrating Cultural Heritage, underscoring the role of indigenous and community wisdom in wetland stewardship. Why do wetlands matter? Though they cover only about 6% of Earth's surface, they harbor 40% of the planet's species, making them among the most productive ecosystems. Their ecosystem services are manifold. Wetland plants and soils act as natural kidneys, filtering pollutants and excess nutrients from water. Their spongy terrains absorb floodwaters, moderating floods. Peatlands and mangroves lock away carbon. Peatlands cover 3% of land yet store 30% of soil carbon worldwide. Coastal wetlands buffer storm surges and curb erosion. They provide critical habitats for breeding, feeding and migration of birds, fish, reptiles and mammals. And they underpin livelihoods, supporting fisheries, agriculture and tourism for millions of people. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the date of the Ramsar signing, 2nd February 1971, the venue, Ramsar, Iran, the number of contracting parties, 172, and the global site count, over 2,520. Keep in mind that India's Ramsar count stands at 98, with Patna Bird Sanctuary in Eta, Uttar Pradesh, and Charidhand in Kutch, Gujarat, being the latest additions. Tamil Nadu tops the state rankings with 20 sites. Recall that World Wetlands Day falls on 2nd February and that the UNG Resolution A-Res 75/317 gave it official status. Key Indian Ramsar sites to remember include Chilika Lake, India's first Ramsar site declared in 1981, Kyoledyo National Park, Loktak Lake with its Fumdis and the endangered Sangi deer, Wula Lake, the desert fox of Kutch, and the Indian wild as of the Run. Also, the Wetlands Conservation and Management Rules 2017 are the current regulatory framework. Moving on to Maine's relevance, you can discuss wetland conservation strategies, the implementation of the Ramsar Convention in India, the myriad threats outlined earlier, the ecosystem services that underpin sustainable development, and the interplay between the 2017 wetlands rules and climate change adaptation. The wise use principle can be linked to India's policy of balancing development with ecological stewardship. In closing, the expansion to 98 Ramsar sites not only cements India's leadership in South Asian wetland conservation but also reinforces the nation's commitment to safeguarding ecosystems that are essential for biodiversity, climate resilience and the livelihoods of countless communities. This milestone, celebrated on World Wetlands Day, reminds us that preserving these watery landscapes is both a national priority and a global responsibility.